Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center. I feel like I look like a fucking flower child.
Oh my God. And why is that, Ash? Tell us why.
Because it's my birthday.
Oh my God. You know what that means? How old are you, Tim?
Do I get a birthday spanking?
Yes, honestly. Yes.
Ben Eric just made the most stupidest face. Oh my God.
How old are you today?
I am 28.
28. You know what that means? Can you hear it?
Yeah.
So Eric, get on it because I'm not there. So
28 spankings. Oh my God.
8 spankings. So yeah, I had to find the perfect. That's why I was late running up and down. Had to get the perfect spot on the song there. And I had to get God, long distance friendships hard. Okay.
Oh my God, I have a candle.
You can make a wish. I'll have to blow it out, obviously. So tell me when you want to blow it out and we'll okay. Count down.
3, 2, 1. You did a good job. You did a good job, bitch.
Do you have anything planned today? I mean, I know you had like a really good birthday present over the weekend. So we're going to talk all about that today. But
yeah, I mean, it was hair wash day. That was the best present. I know, dude. Like we got some good locks. We blew dried. We double pooed. So the hair is feeling good. Honestly, like we mostly did the celebrating over like obviously Saturday, which we'll talk about. And then Sunday we went to the Flower Town Festival, which is like a little festival in Somerville where it's like just like any other like town festival where there's like, you know, fucking corn dogs and funnel cakes, but also like grandma's tchotchkes that she sells to make money. But it's a lot of fun. The community gets together and we love going every year. So that was just fun walking around and just like being present and enjoying just the beautiful weather. Starting to work on my farmer's tan. So that's fun. But today, like obviously there's the eclipse, which is pretty cool. That's really cool. Just like checking in, doing stuff. I'll probably get my free Starbucks drink. And we'll be good.
Oh, see, I don't know much about the whole Starbucks thing. I don't have the app. So I like don't have storage on my phone for any single app. So, but can you get any drink you want? Or is there like a limit?
You can do any drink. And I think any food if you want to do food. But I'll probably just get my standard black cold brew because.
Yeah, I mean, hey. I know I don't really like a lot of stuff from Starbucks, one, because I don't know what to order and I'm always like confused and like I don't want to say 50 things because it wastes a lot of my time. And yeah, I like don't want to spend $8 on something I don't fucking like to begin with, because I mean, I thoroughly enjoy the taste of coffee. Like as long as it's a good coffee, like it slaps, then like I can drink it black, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. And like my dad already called me this morning. I'm calling my mom after the podcast and yeah, it's going to be a good day. It's a good day to have a good day.
It is. Well, happy birthday again.
Thank you. God.
I wish I was there with you. I couldn't because I had stupid obligations this past weekend, which is annoying, but.
We'll just have to do it another time.
God. I was like, I'll bake you a cake, but I don't know how to do that. So I'll just buy you one. What do you have a favorite cake or like favorite dessert?
I always grew up baking cakes with my moms and stuff. So it's not like that I don't like cake. Like I would eat it, but like I got out cake. Do you know what I'm saying? Because even though I was a fat fuck and I'd eat anything, it's just like as my adult, like cake to me is boring because like it's just cake. My favorite dessert on this earth is probably Grater's black raspberry chip. And I know you're not a fruit ice cream, and I'm not either. Like, save your fucking strawberry. Like, that's gross, but like the chip is not like hard chocolate chunks. It's fudge. So you have like the deep black raspberry, which is like a really tasty sweet fruit with the fudge chunks. And it is amazeballs. Got to get in a waffle cone though, because.
Oh, I miss waffle. Dude, I miss waffle cones. Fucking gluten.
Yeah.
So, well, I hope you have a wonderful day today. Obviously, I'll probably like blow your shit up. We have the eclipse, so maybe he'll turn into a werewolf. We don't know yet.
Dude, I don't know. Honestly, I had to silence my phone because I am so overwhelmed. Like, I am overwhelmed with all of the texts. I am overwhelmed with people like giving me gifts and sending me money, and I've never fucking met them before. Like people from Instagram. I'm like, it is literally so overwhelming. And like, I'm speechless. I am, it's overwhelming. It's not that I'm not grateful, because of course I am, but it's just like, I'm a very giving person. I'm a very loving person. And to receive it tenfold is like kind of new for me. And so I'm just like having a hard time with it. And so like my phone is on shh mode because I'm like,
I also think too, like, I mean, not just like receive it, but for you to actually be in a point of like accepting it too and being like,
yes.
wow, like this is my worth. Like people do love me. People are excited it's my birthday versus like before when I was like, okay, thanks. You're like, wow, like you see, like, you know, you have a lot more like gratitude behind it and you're like understanding and like allowing yourself to accept it. So like that's
Yeah.
cool. I'm proud of you for that. So
Thank you.
28 years ago you were born on this fucking day, dude. That's
I
crazy.
was. I
I'm gonna be
mean, shout out to my mom for being the real one, because she was like laboring me, and then like, I don't know what happened, but the doctors were like, yo, we got to cut this bitch out.
I would die if I have to have a C-section. No, thank you. Like my older brother was a C-section, actually. Like,
Yeah.
doesn't sound fun. Sounds painful.
Yeah, I think they did a two for one though, because I think what was happening is because like,
Oh my God! First of all, when you say two for one, it sounds like you're a twin.
no, it wasn't a two for one. I mean, like my twin was my mom's gallbladder, so there's that. But like they were like, oh yeah, we'll cut the baby out. Hey, your gallbladder looks like shit. We'll take that too. Yoink.
Dude, like my one friend though, like she had her like fourth kid, I think, and she's like, hey, while you're there, can you just give me like a total hysterectomy? And they fucking took her shit out. Yeah. Which I like could not believe they did that. I was like,
What
that's
a
like,
boss move.
yeah,
You're
she's like,
like,
just take
we're
that.
done with this.
She literally was. She's like, we're done, just take it. I was like, can they like legally do that? I don't even know,
I
but
mean,
yeah.
they'll just add it to her bill. Why not? I mean, the hospital, as much as we think of them as like public servants, it's still a fucking business. So
Oh,
like,
for sure.
let's just charge you for it.
I sold it on the black market. Fuck.
Dude, did she like dry it and like eat it? I know you do that with your placenta, but she also do with her uterus.
Probably.
Make it uterus jerky.
Dude, you jerky. We're disgusting. God, we're
Listen, we're just saying what other people think, but are too like shy to say out loud.
Yeah, which is kind of like a good and a bad thing, I should say.
Yeah, it was like, what did you say yesterday? You're like, is Eric coming up to our level or down to our level? I'm like, oh, definitely down.
I was fucking rolling. Oh my God. I was
Dude,
dying. Yeah.
we have some of the best conversations that I'm glad that they just stay between us, but sometimes I'm just like, I'm here like scum. Like, you know, like on ships where like barnacles and shit grows, not even barnacles will grow on us. Like, that's how septic we are.
Yeah. Like, you ever see Pirates of the Caribbean? Like, that guy with the face tentacles? Like, that's
Fucking
us. Yeah.
Davy Jones. Davy Jones is
Yes.
like, now these bitches crazy.
Yeah, he's like, we don't even touch that shit. But so we are going to talk about. It's so funny. We're going to talk about Tessa's prep, actually, and Ashley's biggest birthday present, because it really was like it was like a manifestation, dream come true, all in one weekend. Super awesome for you. I'm salty about it still because I didn't know. So I have like a lot of good questions to ask about this whole process, kind of what we're going to dive into.
She's like, I'm getting ready, doing
I know.
stretches.
When we thought about this topic, it was like, okay, let me like the first 15 questions are like gonna be like pre-prep, honestly, because I need to know more details. But yeah, so I don't know if you want to start off with like, I mean, like I said, I have some questions. If you want to start off with the beginning, or do we want to start off with like how she did? Like, do we want to just like go like,
No,
or do we
let's start at the beginning.
want... Okay, so my first question. So when did you even sign Tessa? Because nobody fucking knew. You just dropped that landmine on fucking Instagram where you were like, my athlete's like, what? I think it was like 3 4 weeks out. Is that when you dropped it?
So that was, yeah, 3 or 4 weeks out is when I like dropped the working in silence asshole post. But it's so funny. So Tessa was actually a referral. She was referred to me by her really, really good friend who was is a bodybuilder, but it's kind of like taking a step back. Kristen, her name is Kristen Gast. And I don't know how we started like following one another. It was just like, you know, you follow someone randomly on Instagram.
Yeah,
And
that's normal these days. Like, it's not even weird.
yeah, exactly. 'Cause like they live in Oregon, right? So it's not like I would have ever have met them, considering we're literally on opposite sides of the United States. But Kristen was like, hey, I'm having this girl reach out to you. Like, she's my friend. I know her. Her boyfriend was her coach. Well, the boyfriend's no longer the boyfriend. So that was the kind of the scenario of like how Tessa like was
That like
presented to me.
rarely ever works. I'm sorry. The boyfriend and the coach, unless you're like Cameron and Shelby. I'm sorry, but
Or
they're
Mike
like,
Nassif and Gemma. Yeah.
yeah, like elite people. Like, I'm sorry, but like if you're amateur, it's not gonna work 80% of the time.
No, for sure, for sure. So yeah, it was actually a referral from my friend Kristen. And you know, Tessa was like, hey, like I'm X weeks out, like, you know, will you take me on? And she had good structure to begin with. So I'm not gonna take credit for it was Kristen and I became friends in 2023. So yeah, from
Wow.
almost a year ago. So yeah, so Kristen and I have known each other for about a year. But you know, Tessa was like, hey, I'm 8 weeks out from the show. Like she showed me her physique and she was going to be ready on time. Like that was never going to be an issue. Her posing wasn't the best for bikini. Like again, you could see the overall potential. It just wasn't being presented properly and she needed to come in a little bit leaner. And so she was, you know, her calories were at 1900 and she like responded super well. So her prep, although it was hard for her because, you know, preps are still hard because they're still dieting. Like we didn't drop below like 150 carb, and her cardio got as high as 35 minutes on the Stairmaster 7 days a week. And so, like, for most people, they're like jealous, right? Because, like, it was hard for her because,
Like a
you know,
lifestyle cut.
yeah. But, like, for some people, that they're like, well, I'm like trace carbs, 2 hours of cardio a day. But, like, coaching her was just, it was flawless and seamless because I made a change. She did the change. She didn't kick back. She didn't argue. The only challenges arose is every, like she said, 3 or 4 times a year, she would get kind of like tonsil flare ups and like have like kind of like sickness in her tonsils. And we were having a flare up the last 2 weeks of prep. And so we were kind of finagling like training, cardio, stuff like that. She was using Dayquil and Airborne to kind of support her immune system naturally. And like that was, again, the only real hiccup. And like we were able to get through it, you know, but you know, when you get that lean, like even if she is, you know, susceptible to having like colds and tonsil issues, like when you are that lean for so long and dieting, like your immune system is taxed anyway. So it's honestly not too surprising to get sick.
No, that just sucks though. But yeah, I mean, you did a really good job of peaking her, because I know it was, quite a bit of work for the last 2 weeks, week and a half there. But one thing I want to ask, I didn't know she was a mid sign on. So was your like spidey sense tingling since your first athlete that you put on stage was like a mid? Well, she was more like a like literally like a jump, hop, and a skip away from being out versus Tessa had a couple weeks. But like obviously Tessa looked different. Tessa was going to be ready. But like in the back of your mind, did you have any like hesitation or reserve as like, oh man, fuck, like I don't know if I can do this, like, or it's not going to be the picture that I wanted, or I've always wanted an athlete from start to finish. Like, what was your thought process when you were like, or were you just like, I'm gonna do this. It's go time. Like, my time is here. This is the opportunity. It's presenting itself. Like, what were your thoughts? Because I know, like, before that first time, you're like, I will never do that again. Not like that you would never do it again, but it's hard to take on an athlete a couple
It
weeks out,
is. It
especially
is.
being like newer with putting people on stage versus like, coach who's like, oh, I've taken people on, during peak week, and like, God bless them. I would shit a brick because that's hard.
Yeah. She just wanted to hire me for peak week. And I was like, I will fuck it
Ooh.
up if you just hire me for peak week. Because
Yeah.
I presented her this case. I was like, I have no idea, one, who you are, but also ha no idea how your body responds. And the more time I have, the better I can help you bring your best. And that's literally how I laid it out. Because I'm not going to like bullshit her and lie to her because that's just not who I am. And so she's like, no, let's go ahead and do, you know, the rest of the prep together. And again, the last 2 weeks we were just playing around. Like she reversed into the show. Like her high days were 400 carb, 85 fat, and she's 5 foot nothing, 100 pounds, you know? So like by all means, like we had so much fun being able to play around with the look that we wanted to play. But when she first like slid into my DMs, like I wasn't nervous because I knew I needed to chat with her because She had this cookie cutter plan where it was like her whole entire prep was planned out already. I'm
How?
like this week you're doing this workout. This week you're doing this protein, carb, and fat. Like it was just like already planned out as if like life was a in a vacuum and there was no outside stressors. And so I was like, okay, well, this is very cookie cutter. We need to be monitoring on a weekly basis because she wasn't even really checking in with her coach. Like she would have to like hunt him down for like check-ins and shit like that. And it's like, that's not how I do things. So I said I would take you on, but we need to start now and we need to do things right. So I can help you bring your best because who doesn't want to bring their best to stage, especially your first show? And the only hesitancy that I had is just the fact that she just again wanted to do peak week. And I was like, no. But once we got on the call and we chatted, like she's very mature, very level-headed, like obviously excited. And once I was able to really connect with her over Zoom, I was like, nah, this is going to be a good fit and we're going to have lots of fun. But I wasn't nervous. Like, I know the shit, right? And I was really excited because I know she was going to be ready and I made sure that she was going to be ready. And of course, like looking back, hearing the judges' feedback, it's like, oh, I could have like done this or that differently. But at the end of the day, this was my first athlete on stage who could actually be peaked properly. Like actually doing like carbs, water, sodium, playing around with meals. Like it was the first time I was actually able to do it right. And although there were definitely chances of and moments of like, oh, am I sure I can do this? At the end of the day, like you can even ask Eric, I was the most level-headed and calm because I knew that all the information that I have learned up until this point, and I knew my athlete and how she responded well enough to everything that like I had no reason to be nervous because at the end of the day, I made the best decision that I possibly could in that moment of time.
Yeah, I know. I remember I texted you, I don't know, a couple during peak week at some point, or maybe it was the night before, and I was like, how are you feeling, or whatever. And you're like, we're ready. Like, whatever happens, happens. Like, you were like, not stressed. You were like, okay, like, I got this. We did everything we needed to. And then it was like, all right, like, however she wakes up tomorrow, you know, you kind of had a game plan. Like, do we, you know, we're going to have meals one and two, and then, you know, maybe an extra Rice Krispie treat here and there, and whatnot. But yeah, you were very cool, calm, and collective, which is cool to see compared to like your first one when you were kind of like, oh, man, like I can't peak her properly. Like, what are we gonna do? Like, we have to, you know, make the best with like what we have. So it was just cool to see, like, for me to be a part of like both, obviously, like scenarios, cool, and hear like your dialect and just be like when I texted Ash, I was like, how are you feeling? She's like, you literally, it was so short. It was like, good. Like, we're fine. Like, whatever happens tomorrow, the work's done. And like, that was it. Like, it wasn't any like hesitation. There was like no anxiety. It wasn't like, oh man, like, should I do this? Should I add another meal? Should I pull water? It was like, or should I, you know, all these, you're like, oh, maybe I could have done this, or you know, how like, you know, just like anxiety and thoughts. But you were just like, we're done, dude. Like, we're done. We nailed it. We got this. And like, and obviously worked out like phenomenally, really, really good. So let's see. Okay, so you mentioned about like posing, and I know firsthand. You've posted about it. So if like our listeners, if you didn't see it on Instagram when Ash was posting it, I don't know. Do you have an actual post on it, or was it just on your story? I can't remember. But anyways, her posing was. Okay, her posing was trash before she started working with you. I was like trying to think of a word. I was like, it was trash. It was pretty bad, right? Which, you know, I mean, she was a first-time competitor. She didn't have a coach. And then obviously, like, you came in. So, and we noticed too that her complete shape actually like changed and looked a lot better. So how often were you posing with her? Like, what did you notice? What did you tweak? Tell me the details.
Sure. So her friend Kristen was like a big part of her overall journey, and she like was helping her with posing. But the thing is, Kristen's also wellness. So like the
I
there
was
is
gonna
di
add, yeah, I was
yeah.
gonna ask, is Kristen bikini, or was she just like,
She
okay,
was
so.
she's wellness. Yeah. So Kristen's wellness. And you know, you could kind of see a little bit of wellness-esque posing in Tessa's original posing because like the front leg was bent slightly and it was more just emphasizing her legs and not overall balance and stuff. But Kristen also did some great work with Tessa's conditioning in terms of like she grilled her with the walk, she grilled her with holding her core tight. So I don't want to, yeah, I do want to give credit to Kristen. Like, she did a lot of great work with Tessa. And really, I just came in to help her settle into what it's like to be posing for bikini. And so we started with the basics of like, toe is here, hips are here, square off the waist, like, watch your arms. Like, the biggest thing that Tessa struggled with the most, I think, was just overemphasizing like the windmill arms. And then occasionally just having to remind her to keep her waist at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. So having her waist squared off. So that way she just kept her hips and her delt stacked. But honestly, like, Tessa's just a natural. Like, yeah. Even Eric said that, like, she, like, has never seen the confidence in a first time competitor who looks so natural and confident on stage. And that's what Tessa was. Is like, she told me she was nervous for her first like time on stage, of course, because we all are, but like, you wouldn't have seen it. You wouldn't have known. So
yeah, no, she looked really good.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was really, really good just to have that. And then like fixing her back pose, it was more just like a couple of cueing differences, like having her knees rotated out slightly, just so that way we get more of that upper glute pop, toes slightly angled out. And then for her, she is hyper flexible. So I was like, we actually want to arch a little bit less, because what's happening is your glutes are drowning out your upper body. Yeah. So we arched a little bit less, and dude, like, she just, her physique popped and came to life.
Dude, I used to have like such a better arch when I was one younger, because I know she's young too. When my hips weren't fucking destroyed from all the lifting that we do, which brings me to my next question. I'm actually very curious, because you said she had like a cookie cutter plan. What did you do for her training? Did you change stuff? Like, what was her training? Was it like 3 sets of 10 to 15? Like, was it that kind of style cookie cutter? Was there like a little bit more intensity? Like, was it just shit?
It was bad, dude. Like, I've seen some bad stuff, and it definitely wasn't the worst, but like, she had one leg day that was literally just bands. Literally just bands. And I was like, what are we doing? Like,
you know what? That's actually impressive, though. Like, for the way that she looked, that's impressive. That like one of her days was wasted. Bands. I'm just going to say, yeah, wasted on fucking bands.
Yeah. Wow. She was training her plan. I don't remember her exact plan, because it was just like, looking at it, I was like, I don't want to remember this. Like, I just wanted to forget. But it was like, it was not like, she had like bikini components. So obviously, again, like, she had glutes, she had delts. So it wasn't like too heinous, but you could tell it was just like taking a fire hose when we could have just sipped out of a water fountain, you know? She had like yoga. And then again, that band workout. And I was just like, okay, so let's train 4 days a week. Mm-hmm. Let's make it count. So we did train pretty hard up until she started kind of dealing with a little bit of sickness. And then we kind of pulled it back to 2 or 3 RIR. But like, even then, it's like, at this point, we're not growing muscle. We're just wanting to hold on to it. So like, when she started to give me feedback that, hey, like, strength is starting to dwindle, I was like, okay, let's pull back some volume. I'm going to repeat that. When strength started to suffer, we pulled back volume, because we wanted to keep intensity where it needed to be to preserve muscle. And Tessa is a 100% natural athlete, 100%. Mm-hmm. No thyroid, no clen, no PEDs. Like, we used a fucking multivitamin and DayQuil and Airborne. Okay. So it's really important to monitor and mitigate stressors. And so, although yes, you're not going to be PRing peak week or the couple weeks before, like, I wanted her to keep her strength, or at least her intensity, as high as we possibly could. But honestly, dude, I didn't do anything crazy with her meals. Like, there was no meal timing. It was, you're eating your standard 5 meals. I tweaked some sources, especially when digestion started to get a little rocky, but it was all whole foods. She had one serving of protein powder. She ate 5 meals, and we spread everything out, even Steven, because I didn't want to change so much to overwhelm her or to change her body, because there was no reason to. So it was really about fine tuning it to bring her in better, not doing a complete overhaul and completely freaking her out and, you know, making her lose trust or whatever.
I was literally just going to say, yeah, like, the fact that like you had that much knowledge to not be like, okay, let's change everything, because like stress was going to peak. Right. And then like, I mean, Tessa's like very cool, calm, collective. Like, she is in college, guys. Like, she prepped out of a fucking dorm, which is just so impressive. And like, it's limited with some of the food stuff and like things you have and time and like just even like money in general, because you're a fucking broke ass college student, right? And the fact too that like side note here that she was like doing this while in college, when like college is like a big time for drinking and partying. So good for her to have like her priorities, you know, where they want to be in align with herself. And like you
Oh,
said,
yeah.
she's a very mature person. But going back to the whole stress shit, like that was fucking smart, because like, I mean, like you said, you came in and you're just kind of like, this is cookie cutter, this is stupid. And a lot of people would be like, I don't know if a lot of people would. I would say a lot of other uneducated coaches or coaches that haven't been through it, because I could just see it like with me, is like someone comes in and they're just like trying to teach me, like when I went from like my one of my coaches to the next one, and it was like night and day, and I was like overwhelmed. I was like, what the fuck, like this plan is intense, and like you can't do that in the middle of a fucking prep, like you know. And it's like one thing at a time, like you know, like just get the basics kind of. And like for you to be like, okay, like let's like not have like this many carbs pre and post, let's just do five fucking meals, take the stress out of that. And like it worked out beautifully. Like sometimes it's one of those things that's like less is fucking more, dude, like you know. And it helps too that she was just so like willing, dude, like you know, and like didn't question, was just like happy to be here, grateful to be here. You said that to me multiple times by her, like you're like, dude, she's just like happy to be here and like loves this experience. And I'm like, damn, dude, like sometimes I know this is like crazy, but this is like me personally, is like I wish I could go back to where I knew less. Does that make sense?
I wish I could go back and tell myself that you just need to trust your coach and you need to put in the work. Because how many times have people stressed out over, am I going to be ready? Am I going to be ready? Well, one, don't pick a show that you're not going to be ready for. Like the problems that we have are easily to have solutions. So if we reverse engineer Tessa's prep, what was her biggest problem when she signed with me? Her posing and her training. Her meals, like it was not honestly that bad. Like she had whole meals. It wasn't like if it fits your macros, she wasn't like binging or anything like that. So it's like, okay, nutrition is not a problem. We'll enter into a bigger deficit because I can't add more time to your prep, but I can always add more food. So I kept her meals relatively the same, in the same pattern that she was used to eating them, had some salt, had some water, and left that alone. Training was the biggest issue. So I made sure training was much more bikini. I wanted to make sure she had that balance between glutes and delts. And then the big issue with posing was just the fact that she looked imbalanced and wasn't balanced for bikini. I was like, okay, we'll just start having some cues and stuff like that. And Kristen helped me out. And she took the cues that I gave Tessa and worked with on Tessa when we FaceTimed, and Kristen grilled those into her. So Kristen was a big help with that as well. But it's like the biggest issues need to be resolved first before you start like micromanaging everything. But if I told her that she needed to start meal timing, that we needed to add in all of these different supplements, that we had to do all these different things, it would have been so overwhelming and she probably would have quit. And then she would have had such a shit experience, would have blamed me, would have blamed bodybuilding. And it's like, it doesn't need to be that way.
Yeah, like I honestly just needed to hear that, because I just texted you last night about like, I'm like in a spot, like I'm in a weird spot right now, guys, with like my training and coaching and stuff like that and bodybuilding. And like, I was just texting Ash and I was like, dude, like I just can't get my shit together, even though like my shit's like not together. But like, same thing. It was like, hey, like, where are the biggest issues? What's going to make the biggest difference? And like, me, I'm over here, I'm like, oh my God, like, what's my max weight for fucking muscle rounds at 6 reps? Like, that doesn't matter. Just get in the gym and move some weight. Like, that's kind of where I'm at. And I'm like hyper focusing on that little shit. And it's like, dude, no, it's like, okay, like my nutrition's kind of all over the place right now. Not that I'm eating like a dick bag or whatever, but it's like, just get 3 meals in, you know, like just try and get 3 meals in, get your water in. And like, I'm over here, I'm just like, oh man, is that too much potassium? Because I had two fucking bananas today. Like, where's the biggest issue? And like, that's why Tessa was so successful in this prep, is because like Ash was able to pinpoint, okay, where do we need the most work? Where do we need the most help? Where do we need the most guidance? And like, that's why Tessa, how did she do? Tell everybody how
Dude,
she
she won everything. Like
did.
it was amazing, because Kristen and I were like texting in real time, and I'm also like, mind you, it was a 3 hour difference because she competed at the Vancouver Open, which is in Washington, so it's 3 hours behind Charleston. So I'm in bed eating my fucking Ninja Creami, watching people, Dick skin lean on stage. So that was fun.
Keep your eyes open, like, oh, it's
Oh,
past Granny
dude, I
Ash's.
had caffeine. I had a cup of coffee at 5 p.m. I was solid there. But it was wild because, like, I'm in bed, like watching, Kristen's texting me. And I definitely got nervous because your athlete looks great by themselves, but that's not fucking bodybuilding. It doesn't matter how they look in their hotel bathroom right before stage. What matters is how they look on stage compared to other competitors. And there were some athletes that were really, really hard and balanced to shit, not good posing, but hard. Tessa, you could see her tie-ins. She had great fullness. You know, she was, again, in my opinion, she was the correct embodiment of bikini. But compared to other competitors where she definitely wasn't nearly as hard, I was like starting to be a little nervous, but I was like, there's nothing I can do. Like, she's on stage right now. So the only thing I can do is not lose my head and just see what the judges are going to reward, because like, right, it's out of my control at this point. And then they did the showing a little differently. They had guys in the morning and then they had like the bigger divisions like in the afternoon. And so it was like pre-judging and finals versus like bikini went on at 4 p.m. their time. They did their master's division. Then they did the true novice, the open. And then there was like a quick 30-minute intermission. And then they did finals. So it was actually a very, very quick showing. But she went in on true novice. They did their comparisons. They went on for novice, did their comparisons. And then they did open, did their comparisons. And then for finals, that's when they actually got to do their presentation, like their routine, which I thought that was kind of interesting. But when they said that she won true novice, that was great. Because again, her first time ever competing, like that was honestly the lowest bar that I could set, was at least winning true novice, because I like to set the bar really low for myself to build up my confidence, versus if I go in like a cocky ass motherfucker thinking that I'm going to win the whole fucking show and she gets, you know, 16th, like that's just not building me up for success. It's certainly not building her up for success. And so when they got on for novice and she won novice, I was like, okay, amazing. Let's keep going. Open, when she won open, and open was kind of more of a nail biter for me because there were more competitive people in her class. Again, a bit harder, but their presentation was not good. Like they just did not know how to pose.
It all matters. I mean, we've talked about that 100 fucking times, you know, everything fucking matters. You have to fit all the criteria.
Yeah. Yeah, it all matters. I mean, it just goes to show you. And then when she won her open class A, I was like, hell yes. Because that was for me, like at the end of the day, my lowest goal was at least to win true novice A. My ultimate goal was to win her class. And then anything else was just gravy at that point. I didn't really care about novice because whatever. But when they went to the overalls, right? And she was up against
four.
It was either four or five. Because I think that class is either D or E was the amount of competitors.
I'm gonna look and see if from the picture you sent me how many people. I love that they got crowns. I know it's a side note,
dude, but cute.
That's like definitely a West Coast thing, because like here you get like that like giant fucking trophy, which is a waste of space. I have one of those. Yeah. Want to throw it out, or like a sword. I'm sorry, I mean the sword's cool, but I want a fucking crown. Maybe because like the pros get crowns, but
I told Eric, I was like, dude, I don't care about the trophies. I want a katana, a sword, and a fucking warhammer, an axe, you know.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, she was either up against four or five other open girls. And I will admit, class, I think it was B or C, she was number 87. She had glutes for days. Her posing was what?
Was she unbalanced with her glutes though?
The way that she presented herself and the way that her posing was, it didn't accentuate her strengths and it didn't hide her weaknesses. So although she won her class and looked great compared to Tessa, who was balanced, the ultimate bikini shape, look, everything, the whole entire thing, I was trying not to lose my head, because obviously as soon as they called the open overall girls out, they put Tessa straight in the middle. And so I was like, okay, feeling good. And then they did the thing that like judges do and they start like mixing everybody around. And so I'm like,
annoying.
I know. It's like, I'm glad they did that because they do want to be fair with their scorings. And so obviously when they were moving people around, I was getting a tad more nervous, but I was like, you know what? I can't do dick about it. So we just waited. I was in bed. I was filming it at this time. And when they called number 82, which was Tessa's number for the overall, I'm over there just like in bed, like just, you know, complete like orgasm face, mouth wide open. And Eric goes, holy shit, she just won the overall, which I got on camera. And then I like, and then I stopped rolling the film because I started bawling like a little bitch because I was just so proud. Like it could not have gone any better. And I'm just so proud of Tessa. I'm grateful to Kristen. Yes, I'm also proud of myself because this was, again, the first time that I had an athlete that I could properly peak and bring her best. And it was just overall such a rewarding experience.
God, I'm so happy. I'm so proud of you too. I mean, obviously you know that. Like, it's just such a cool experience, like to be able to witness as like your friend and colleague, so to speak. Because I know you've wanted this for so long. You've worked so hard to build like, you know, such a good reputation. I know you want to coach competitors, you know, in the bodybuilding industry. So like, and it's like cool because it's like finally like fucking here, right? And it happened, which is sweet. I have like three things I want to say. One, isn't it crazy how like when you're like, oh man, there's like quote unquote someone better, like what are the judges gonna fucking reward? It's so interesting to me as to like what they're thinking. And it's sometimes it's hard for me to be like, what are they gonna go for? That softer look, that harder look, you know, because my this was like so stupid of me, but I did a natural show my last time. It was like my fourth show of the year. I just got off the national stage where I placed 12th out of like 38 girls. So I did decent. And then I went to this natural show in Ohio. Girl, I was hard as fuck. I
They
got
don't
fourth.
like hard at natural
I
shows. They
got
don't.
fourth place. And they like usually don't, they only drug test the top three. They drug tested me on top of it because they were like, there's no fucking way. And they even made comments. They're like, you just got off a national stage. Like, why do you look like this? I'm like, what do you mean? Why do I fucking look like this?
Because I
Like,
just got off a national stage.
I was 5'5", 103 pounds on show day. Like I was fucking lean, dude. Yeah, lean. It was bad. Like,
Damn, because Tessa is 5 foot and she was 100 on stage.
Tessa has more density than I did too, though.
She does.
I lost a lot of density that prep, I will admit, because I was like, I think my old coach too was very into the smaller look previous from like 5 years prior, which is fine. But yeah, so like, but it's just interesting to be like, ah, oh man, like she's hard. Like, which way are we gonna go? But like, also too, like you kind of have to like look at the whole show. And like, I give judges like credit to that. Like, that's like one thing I like. Like some shows, they'll bring everybody out. They do it at nationals now. It's like, where's our baseline gonna fall? And I've seen them do it at some amateur shows too. But obviously, like Tessa did fit the balance, the criteria, which is like fucking cool. My next point I want to ask, which is only gonna take like 5 seconds. Can we call this podcast the winner winner chicken dinner?
Listen, I was like thinking about how I wanted to like present her overall winnings, and I really, really do not like when coaches are like, "Is this good? I think this is good." Because it's like you're being a little shit. You're being a vindictive little shit. You know it's good. That's why you're like on your high horse. So I was like, "Should I do this?" And I was like,
That's like
"No,
feeding their ego. They need that for their ego.
dude,
It's like a
dude."
little fucking athlete. It's like them as a coach ego. That's ew. That makes me vomit in my mouth and fucking hate it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I could do that, but I'm like, I don't want to be that person. So it's like, listen, I'm gonna say the facts because she won everything. She won all the entire show that she could have won for bikini. And I'm gonna congratulate her hard work. I'm gonna thank Kristen because like that's what truly matters. And then in the hashtags, which no one ever reads anyway, I'm gonna quote winner, winner, chicken dinner because that is just fucking hilarious. But like, yeah, I couldn't have asked for a better presentation, a better show, but like I had to be a little ash in there.
That should be the mile strength hashtag.
A
Hashtag
little ash hole.
little asshole. Yeah, do little asshole, winner, winner, chicken dinner, and then just be a dick and be like, hashtag I breed champions.
I breathe champions and I shit out losers. Good God.
That's our ego boost. Please do that. Oh my God, that's hilarious. So next, probably one of our final questions too is like, what is next for Tessa? Like, what is the game plan? Is there anything else planned? Are you keeping it a secret? Like, or have you not decided? Like, I mean, was Tessa a one and done? Is she gonna want to compete again? Like, where are we at?
Yeah, that's a great question. So because she won the overall, she actually did win a free entry to the Emerald Cup, which is some other show somewhere. I'm not actually sure. But she was like, I don't have the finances for it because let's be honest, out of all the fucking expenses, the actual show entry is like so far down on the list. Like hair, makeup, tan, like show, like hotel expenses, travel expenses, like that's much more expensive
Yeah.
total than just like $150 show entry fee. So even though she has that, like what we're going to do now is we're going to kind of like hold her ish at this level of conditioning because she has a photo shoot on the 23rd and I want her to like feel good and look good for that. But just because, again, she is in college, she graduates in June, we're just going to go into an off season because like it's well deserved, it's well earned. We got judges' feedback. We want bigger quads, bigger glutes, bigger delts. So just more density and to bring her in just a tiny bit more crispy next time she competes. And I think that's completely valid because looking back at like other competitors and also like how her tan looks, like that was also a brand new experience for me because like getting that dark can and does alter like how you look. So now knowing that, I'm going to bring her in much leaner and then start to fill her out just so that way she has more pop, especially in her glutes and her tie-in area. But yeah, we're gonna do an off season. We're gonna grow, and then we'll do a warm up show next year. See how she does. If she wins another overall, then we'll start doing national shows because like she's dense, dude. Like she has a beautiful bubbly physique. She is very much bikini, and I don't see a reason why she couldn't go pro within the next, I mean, like 5 years if she wanted to.
Yeah, dude. Did you already get judges' feedback then?
Yep.
Dang, that was
Yeah,
quick.
she went up right up to them after the show, and I was like, atta girl.
Yes, good for her. That's awesome. I mean, I don't know. I'm someone who like kind of takes feedback with a grain of salt, I will say, because it's dependent again, if you ask me. But there are some core things, but that's sweet. So, dang. Imagine if you were a pro athlete in 5 years, dude. Like
I
you
mean, I don't want to like blow smoke up her ass, but like she is very much bikini. She is like she's beautiful. She has very small insertions, so her muscles are bubbly.
No, dude, like the first time you sent me it, or when I saw that, I was just like, are you fucking serious? Like, you can't change that. Like, it's like genetics, and it just like pisses me off. And I'm like, I'm not mad at you, but I'm like mad at you. Like, I'm mad at your parents for like building you with DNA that's fucking awesome for bodybuilding. Cool.
Yeah, I think she even told me on our call that her parents are also bodybuilders, so it's like,
Oh, great.
yeah, I mean she's going to be great if she wants to. If she wants to continue to do this, she will have a bright future because she has the work ethic, she has a good heart, and she has obviously the genetics and the physique, right? And that's what matters far more is having a good character and a good work ethic versus genetics. But yeah, she does have genetics on her side because like being a completely natural athlete, only having to dig at 150 carb 35 minutes every single day of cardio, that's almost a blessing and a gift. Not that it didn't suck for her, but I mean, shit, my first prep, it was like, 100 carbs. I had steady state cardio, HIIT cardio too, and I was vegan.
Ew. I have to say, I was like before Hashimoto's, I was very lucky. I
Yeah.
never had like a bad, I was never sub 100 carbs, and my cardio has never gotten over 50 minutes, 6 days a week. So this next prep that I indulge in the next 20 years, whenever I get on stage again, is gonna be like 7 hours of cardio in one day. I'm just
You're like, I'm
kidding.
just gonna be walking all day, every day.
All day. Yeah, I'm just gonna get like I really want, you know how people have those walking pads? Well,
I
I already
was
have a,
literally just to say, you're literally gonna have to be on your walking pad all day.
no, like I got a treadmill. I don't need that. But like, have you seen the little ellipticals? They're small and you could like move it around your house. And it's just like the ellipticals of your feet. That's
Yeah.
what I want because then I can move it anywhere. Like, that's what I want. I don't even know if that would help with steps or whatever, but I want that instead of a walking pad. So, I know it's Ash's birthday, but if you're thinking about getting me a birthday gift, it's that.
The like little transportation elliptical. Oh my God, I love it. I love it. No, but it was great. Like she looked beautiful. She did her hair herself. The makeup artist did a great job. Goddess Glam was her suit, who is actually gonna be my suit. So from Maria at Goddess Glam, thank you so much. Kristen, thank you so much. Tessa, again, congratulations. Like I just couldn't have asked for a better showing. I really couldn't.
Yeah, no, like awesome job. Well done to the both of you. You guys really, really did a fantastic job. I'm so proud of the both of you. It's great. And we're excited to see where Tess will go. And we're excited to see the rest of the athletes that Ash is going to put on stage this year.
Yeah, Eric was literally when we were going to the gym yesterday. He was like, "Who's next?" And I'm like over there having a fucking infarction. I'm like, "Francis is on deck."
Dude, yeah, I know she's coming. She's got that art thing first, right? And then she.
Maybe. So her arch exhibition is like the 30th of June, and it's like the next show that's near her after that is in July, and that would be in Chicago. So What I'm trying to do is I don't want to put her in a show that she's not going to be ready for, right? Because that's, I just don't want to do that to her, and I wouldn't want that done to me. So we are trying to push for the Dayton, Ohio show or the Dublin, Ohio show, which is either 2 weeks or 1 week before her actual exhibition. So we are gunning for those. And again, if we're not able to do that, then we'll do the one in Chicago, because I want her to show better best, right? Like I want her to be proud of what she's presenting. And if we're not lean enough, like I don't want to do that to her. So those are the shows we're gunning for. It's like the Francois in Dayton and then whatever the one in Dublin, Ohio is. So it's plans.
No, yeah, the Francois is the one in
Yeah.
Dublin, and then I because I did that one a couple years ago, and then Dayton, I don't know what that is, Girl Power or something like
Julie
that.
Davis, does that sound familiar?
Oh yeah, Julie
Yeah.
Palmer, that's what
Julie
it is.
Palmer, that's what it is. Yeah. Julie
Julie.
Davis, that's my fucking hairstylist. Jesus Christ. Why does that sound so familiar? I was like, "Oh, that's the girl who does my hair." That's hilarious.
That's fucking hilarious, dude. Okay. Well, on that note.
All right, guys, until next time. Peace.
Adios.